Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and it's like a dream come true for you to be part of mine, I know for sure. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every Sunday, gets you ready for the week ahead, and think you'll like it. And if you don't, it's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. Let me introduce you to a friend of mine that you haven't met on this show before. His name is Neil Hare. And Neil is Vice President of Corporate Communications and Small Business Marketing at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and he's a new member of our Brain Trust. Neil, welcome to the show.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you here. It's always a pleasure to have anybody from the U.S. Chamber on. We've had two or three of your folks on the show before, and most recently Giovanni Coratolo. He's a great guy that you've got there. And Neil, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce – well, let me back up and say that my audience knows – that I believe very, very strongly that small business owners should be involved in and connected to and in support of an organization that can help them to promote small business issues, whether that be their own industry trade group, whether it be especially the local chambers of commerce, whether it be an industry trade group that's like a think tank kind of thing that's promoting their ideas, and obviously the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And I've been saying that for a long time, and I'd like your thoughts on that.
Well, we appreciate those sentiments, Jim. We represent small business in Washington, which I think is a very important role. We represent over 3 million businesses throughout our federation around the country. And what many people don't know is 96% of those businesses have 100 or fewer employees. So we really are the small business voice in Washington, which I think is so critical. It's always been critical. I think it's even more critical today. With the economy turning around somewhat, and we need to keep that going. And we have a really important election coming up in November, as I'm sure you know. And it's the Chamber's job, really, to educate small businesses about what policy is happening and who to vote for, and then also to take the small business opinion to the legislators and to the administration and let them know what's important to small business. And that's what we do every day at the Chamber, and I think we're very effective at doing it.
Well, one of the things, and I want to later in the interviews, later in our visit, I want to talk a little bit about the election itself, and especially the presidential election. But before we do that, what I wanted to do is get you to tell us what your members are telling you. Let's talk about a handful of the things that they're telling you are the most important issues in their world.
Sure. Well, just as you know, we submitted our platform, our policy platform, to both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, and it's got eight planks in it, and these are the points. So we asked our members, tell us what's most important to you, and they came back with a list of eight things. But I'll tell you the two things at the top of the list, without question. Number one is health care, the rising cost of health care that are just killing small businesses, in many cases going up double digits a year, and business owners want to provide health insurance for their employees.
In 01, 02, in 01, 02, and 03, health care costs went up 11, 12, and 13%.
Right, that's average on the country.
Yeah,
the country.
That's right. And of course, it wound up being compounded. The 12% right. Was compounded on top of the 11%.
Exactly. So I'd say that's number one. Number two is
before taxation. before we move on to another one, Neil. Sure. Let's talk about healthcare a little bit. What is the alternative? I mean, obviously, we've got a system that is not designed. And I don't just mean the healthcare system as much as I'm also talking about the way the government incents incentivizes companies to provide health care. We've got a broken system there, don't we, for the 21st century?
Yeah, I think it is broken. I think it's something that has been looked at and talked about for many, many years, but no one's really come up with the right answer. I think one of the things that we push for is association health plans,
right,
which allow small businesses to pool their risk together, mm-hmm, through an association and lower their premiums.
Can I assume that the U.S. Chamber was also in favor of health savings accounts?
Yes, we were in favor of that. We were in favor of things that provide choice for businesses
and competition.
Choices and competition.
And competition, absolutely. Got to have both of those two things. And we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we're going to be right back with our friend Neil Hare, VP of Corporate Communications and Small Business Marketing at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. It's 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, and we're visiting with Neil Hare, VP of Corporate Communications and Small Business Marketing at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Let me remind you about our show coming up straight ahead. We've got Josh Costell, we've got Russell Brown, we've got Joe Condrell, and a lot of other folks all the rest of the week, and I'll be telling you more about them a little bit later on. Let's get back to our visit with Neil. And Neil, we were talking about some of the key issues that small business owners tell you, that your small business members are telling you about. We just kind of finished up on the healthcare issue. What's the next thing that's on their mind?
Well, I'd say second is tax relief. I think small business owners are really burdened with certainly overregulation and overtaxation. And I think I know we heard back that the Bush administration tax cuts were really welcomed by many, many small businesses. It really helped them, in a time when the economy was not doing so well. It really spurred them on, and it spurred the economy. It allowed people to go out and spend some money on the consumer side, and also allowed businesses to invest more in infrastructure and capital assets, because they could write off a higher percentage. Went from $25,000 up to $100,000 worth of capital assets they could expense, and that really helped us turn around, and we have turned the corner in the economy. But they're looking to make these tax cuts permanent in the long run. That's a top issue for them. Mm-hmm. They're looking for more tax relief, and the death tax, another issue that we fight with every day to make sure that small business owners can pass on their business to their children.
Speaking of the death tax, Neil, to me, I don't understand how the people who passed that particular bill, that adjustment in the tax law, where the death tax phases out and goes away, but then comes back. How could they do that and then look us in the eye? I mean, how bizarre is that?
Well, it's kind of typical Washington behavior. You kind of try and pull a wool over people's eyes, or just say, it's a way to get things done. We'll take it away for a brief time, but it's going to come back. But hopefully, you're not going to notice, and then it comes back later, and we're right back where we started, instead of just doing the right thing and taking it away altogether. So
it's manipulating people, and I think the American public is becoming more sensitive to being manipulated. Don't you?
I think so, and it's the information. I mean, it's shows like yours. It's organizations like ours, the U.S. Chamber, and our website, and the things we send out that people read every day. They know what's going on in Washington. So they know what these guys are up to, and they know what kind of laws they're trying to pass and the mm-hmm. ones they have passed. And they're not standing back anymore and taking it. They really are. They're having their voice heard, and they're weighing in elections, and they're weighing in on legislation. I mean, we get a flood of emails that we send through to members of Congress on bills to really encourage them to pass the right thing or not do the wrong thing. And we get a lot of that through our website and our fax grassroots campaigns.
You mentioned the website. Go ahead and give us the U.S. Chamber's website.
Okay, well, we just launched it last year, Jim, a really interactive small business resource online. It's called uschamber.com/SB for small business. And on there, you can find out what your state, local, and federal official have done, have voted on. And
their voting record with regard to small business issues?
Yes.
That's a great tool.
For you. Health care, legal reform, tax reform. So you can read all about it and then weigh in, give your opinion to your member of Congress. And we'll notify you if there's a bill that's really relevant to you.
That's a great tool for small businesses. Because, you know, Neil, as you know, we're making payroll. We're
right.
Hiring people, buying stuff, selling stuff. We're fighting the war out there. We don't have time to pour through all the different issues to keep up with them. And that's the reason why what you guys do and other organizations that support small businesses is why it's so important that we plug into organizations like yours so that you guys can identify the issue, net it out for us, and give us some guidance to weed through all that. Not that you tell us how to vote, that you tell us how to think, but that you just lay the facts out, make it available to us so that we can then use our voices and our vote to make a difference.
Yep, that's exactly right. I mean, a small business owner wears so many hats in their business, CEO, head sales manager, you know, HR director, you know, it's tough for them all to be lobbyists in Washington, too. And so we play that role. You're absolutely right. And then we do keep you informed. We have a monthly magazine. We have weekly email newsletters we send out. And so in a quick amount of time, you can really understand what's happening in Washington and weigh in on the issues that are important to you.
What about one of the things that's happened coming up recently is workforce flexibility. For some reason, Neil, it's okay for members of Congress and their employees to have flexible work hours, but it's not okay. They won't let me have that in my business. What's up with that?
You know, it's just another one of those things where some legislators are out of touch with what's happening around the country. And the serious concerns we have with getting good employees and having them be able to stay in the workforce and be trained. And it's a really important issue for us. We have a Center for Workforce Preparation that goes around the country and works with local chambers to address this issue and to find ways small businesses can have flexibility with their employees, and then to find the right the right system of legislation
but,
to address.
But there are some laws that need to be passed to make this more effective and to make us make sure that we're legal when we try to schedule our employees' work in a way that fits us and them.
That's right.
And that needs to happen. Neil, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to visit some more with our friend Neil Hare. And his name, by the way, if you're Googling him, is H-A-R-E. He's VP of Corporate Communications and Small Business Marketing at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They got some big doings coming up in September, and I want Neil to tell us about that right after these messages. I think you'll be interested in this. It's Intel. Stay with us. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with Neil Hare, VP of Corporate Communications and Small Business Marketing at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And Neil, you guys got some big doings going on in September in Washington, D.C., don't you?
We sure do. We are holding a Small Business Summit September 7th, 8th, and 9th at our building, the U.S. Chamber building, which is right across the street from the White House. And the point of the conference is to get small businesses to come to Washington and really tell face-to-face, tell members of Congress and the administration exactly what is on their mind. So we have a great day-and-a-half agenda, Jim, that you figure prominently in, and we're really thankful that you're going to join us for that.
I appreciate
it. We have Secretary of Commerce Don Evans coming. We hopefully are going to have President Bush there. We have SBA Administrator Hector Barreto going to come.
And, of course, when they found out that I was going to be moderating a panel there that morning, that cinched the deal for those other three guys, right?
That's exactly when they decided to come.
Yeah, I knew
they
pushed them right over the top, didn't it? Yeah.
It sure did. And it's going to be interactive. It's not going to be a bunch of speeches. It's going to be, you know, we're going to give the microphone to the small business owners and tell them face-to-face what the issues are that are affecting them, good and bad, and have a real interactive dialogue for a day and a half. It's going to be very educational and hopefully a lot of fun as well. So we'd encourage your listeners to go to our site, again, uschamber.com/SB, and you can check it out and see the agenda. And
can they still attend? Is there still time to get up there?
Absolutely. There's still time to come. We have a few slots left for people to come. We'd love to have people up there. You're going to do your radio show, isn't that right?
Absolutely. I'm going to broadcast from your building, as I have done in the past, that morning. And by the way, folks, that is on September the 7th and 8th, right?
Right.
No, the 8th and 9th, right. And I'll be there broadcasting that morning of the 8th, and from your location, and hopefully interviewing some of your members that are going to be there. Hopefully you're going to get that worked out for me. And now, do you have to be a member of the chamber right now to attend?
No, you don't have to be a member. It's open to the obviously our membership and the general public. We want people to come, even if you're not a member. Come and take a look and see what we do. And, you know, without question, I think once you see what the U.S. Chamber does, and this is going to be a great example of that, you're going to want to be involved and you're going to want to join this organization, because you're going to realize how important it is to have that voice in Washington, that powerful voice that can attract these government leaders to come to our building and have a sit-down. I mean, they realize that, you know, 3 million businesses, very powerful on the election front and the legislative front. And I encourage your listeners and those businesses who aren't part of that to really join, because it's power in numbers. I mean, that's what our democracy really is, in my mind, Jim, is power in numbers. And that's how you you influence government and get the right kind of legislation passed.
And Neil, if we could ever get small business owners to focus together on the things that are important to them and they have in common, sure. Talk about power. I mean, What a lot of people don't realize is the sheer size of small business is enormous. It's a huge demographic. When small businesses behave as small business owners, if they did that together, it would be a constituency that nobody could deny, that nobody could just placate or be patronizing to. But our job, mine and your job, Neil, is to get small business owners to quit being such a herd of cats and start focusing on the things that we have in common.
That's absolutely right. I mean, but again, like we said before, and I understand when you're a small business owner, you have five jobs, six jobs within your company. You have a family you want to spend time with. There's so many things keeping you busy. Sometimes it's hard to remember how important it is to stay involved with what's happening in Washington, D.C., which might be thousands of miles away from where you live. But got to keep in mind, what happens in Washington every day has a profound impact on your business.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't forget it. And we do have to, you know, keep sounding the drum and realize we are a resource to accomplish that without taking up more of your time. You know, the U.S. Chamber will fill that role for you, allow you to do the things that you need to do every day. But you got to stay focused on it, Jim.
And by the way, folks, with regard to the chamber versus your local chamber, it's not either or; it's both and.
I mean, absolutely,
Neil will be the first to tell you that you need to support your local chamber, right, Neil?
That's absolutely right. They do great work. It's great networking. It's great local advocacy. You got to get involved with your local chamber, but you also have to be involved with the U.S. Chamber
because of the Washington connection. No question about it, Neil. Hair. Thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure to have you guys on the show, and I'm looking forward to not only working with you in September, but to getting you back on the show again.
Absolutely. Anytime, Jim. It's been a pleasure, and we look forward to having you up in September.
We'll have some fun. Thanks, Neil. See you later.
Okay.
Gotta go
care,
for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.